I'm Kirkland Don, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Fallon on Spicer's move to a farm upstate. Conan O'Brien ponders Trump advisor Steve Bannon's calling Sean Spicer fat, and Stephen Colbert assesses the candidates for Spicer's position. Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon join in today's Punchlines.
Here's what people are talking about. Guys, the White House is reportedly taking Sean Spicer off of all press briefings and moving him to a more senior role focused on strategy. Which I think is the political version of saying someone's moving to a farm upstate. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that feel? Yeah? Say goodbye to Rusty. Rusty's moving to a farm upstate.
Sean, I have so many questions. If you go, who will not answer them?
Actually, it turns out Spicer is leading the search for his own replacement. Trump would help, but he's busy searching for his own replacement. So it's just no one knows quite where anyone's going.
Reportedly, Sean Spicer has reached out to a short list of candidates, including Fox News contributor Laura Ingraham and Daily Mail editor David Martosko. And both are excellent choices because when asked about the job by reporters, Laura Ingraham declined to comment, and in a phone call, Martosko said, "I can't hear you," then hung up. Yes. I can't hear you. Click.
I can't hear.
Then, when asked to comment in person, Martosko said, "I can't see you," and ran into traffic.
Yeah. Trump advisor Steve Bannon told reporters yesterday that the White House has been doing fewer press briefings because Sean Spicer got fatter. That's what Bannon said. Bannon said Sean Spicer got fatter. Bannon then went home to his mirrorless house.
Spicer spoke to reporters today, and he showed once again just why he will be so difficult to replace.
Very plainly, a yes or no answer. Does President Trump believe that the Russian government interfered in the 2016 elections?
I think I have not sat down and talked to him about that specific thing.
There's 16 intelligence agencies that say that they did. The former FBI director said that without a doubt the Russians interfered.
I understand. I've seen the reports.
Does the president share those views?
I have not sat down and asked him about a specific reaction to him, so I'd be glad to touch base and get back to you.
And by touch base and get back to you, he means I am getting on a flight to Maui and never coming back. Never.
Spicer held a briefing that was recorded and answered questions about why he's so scared to answer questions.
I think the briefing is one aspect of what we do. We're here really early in the morning and really late at night. Available to all of your questions.
Yes. Late at night, he'll answer all your questions on Spicer After Dark. Cut.
But as part of their search for a new spokesman, the White House just released this message to potential applicants. Take a look at this.
The White House is looking for a new press secretary to discuss our agenda with the media. Applicants for the position must have the following: good organizational skills.
And then this one is I've got the 13 here as well. Or the
ability to speak clearly.
From new Secretary of Homeland Security, General James Kelly.
And of course, attention to detail.
Your pants upside down.
John Roberts always helping with the fashion tips.
It's still upside down.
Thanks and see you at the White House.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.